Listen to that Happy New Year party, 1969. Milt, W2BFA, Riverhead, Long Island, New York.
Thanks for the wishes there, Jack. And a Happy New Year to you up there and your family, Jack. And the same to you, Sam and Walter, and the farmers then in general. Might as well include everyone. Because I retired this past summer, but got a call from the office over at RCA, and they said, well, we're having a little party here, get together. Any of the old retired chaps can come over. Well, come on over. 3:45, that's just before the watch changes, you know, the 4 o'clock watch comes on, and the 8 to 4 goes off, so it was quite a bunch there. But a few of the old retired chaps were there, so I spent an hour or so there with them. And outside of that, I guess we haven't done much celebrating, watching TV and reading, so forth. That was very interesting, those recordings you had, Sam, came through pretty well. Sometimes I thought you had a little background noise there. I wondered if you were using a super regenerative receiver or something. But probably that was conditioned. I could understand quite a lot of it. Old Hassel, I wonder where old Hassel is up in Reigate, Vermont. Last I knew, he got out of the dairy business and he was painting, I think. Peter. I wonder if he's still doing that or what. I haven't heard Hassel for ages.
W2ITN, Gloversville, New York.
Well, I just turned things on here. I almost tried to check in. I had my sideband rig running, all tuned up, and I almost tried to check into the Farmer's Net on a sideband. Then it occurred to me that that might be a very bad faux pas. I don't know whether there's any penalties for checking in the Farmer's Net on a sideband. I don't believe it's been done before. I never heard it done. So I didn't want to upset protocol, so we tuned a little old Ranger up here. Wanted to get on and wish you boys a Merry New Year. I haven't heard Sam yet, or anybody else that's on here, but we'll turn it over to, as you say, W12HS. So, I guess you got a pretty good turnout here. Saki, I heard him earlier in the evening. I think he was on this frequency, too. But me and Lady got talked out and gone to bed, or gone out celebrating.
Jack, W1AXL, Claremont, New Hampshire.
Yeah, and it'd probably be a heck of a lot better off if a few more million people were sitting at their radio eating squash seeds instead of something else on New Year's Eve, right? Right. Well, fine, everything, as part of that recording, I heard it come through better, but it was due to conditions tonight, Sam. You go into a wicked selective fade on me up here once in a while. But and you did on the very tail, on the very beginning of it. But that fading was a fading that was on the band back in March 1941. It's remarkable how, and the record that I had took that off from the way, I mean, the maze of electronic gear that I was using and you were using and so on and so forth. It's a wonder it comes out intelligible, very intelligible, and I recognized every voice. And our friend up there, EFN, or EWN, was it, on Casco Bay, wonder whatever happened to him. He was a regular member of the old Farmer's Net. And, gosh, it would be nice if Hassel could be on here. I don't know what the story is, but you've written to him, so you'll probably get the dope from him, and, and Asia, too. I wonder what's happened to Asia up there, W1BLZ. He packs a pretty good signal down here. I haven't heard him on 160 for quite a spell. Of course, somebody said he came on later in the evening, and I don't usually stay on too late, just once a year, on December 31st. This call book that I looked in was a 1968 call book. I think the spring edition 1968 on W8FFN. But the name didn't sound familiar there, but there again, Nichols, New York did. I guess you were he was one of the fellows that was in there and became inactive and even gave up his call. And this would account for the reason that he's not listed in some of the call books. And apparently, Frank seems to think that he's perhaps has applied for and got his old call back. So maybe he'll be joining the gang here soon. And let's see, I didn't take too many notes there. We got one authentic farmer on here tonight listening on his old radio speaker there. I wonder how we sound on that thing. It sounds bad enough with my false teeth rattling around up and down there, Spike, without going to put it on an old horn speaker. I got one of those things up in the attic. I should have dug it out. If I'd have thought, no, I don't know if I would either. I'd have gone plowing around through the snow there to get up overhead here and that would have been too much work. Well, you know, you got the real McCoy, the real sound there and everything with it tonight. Yeah. I kind of thought Basil might stick his nose in here, Sam, but let me see. This isn't Saturday night. This is Thursday night, Wednesday night. Basil doesn't have to go out Wednesday. Now, wasn't he on? Didn't he call in here the other night with us? I think he did. It was the gang that was on here, and I'm sure Basil called in. Yeah. December 30th. What the heck? Remember last night?
Sorry.
It seems like I said something at the time about the gang being on 1840 tonight. I wonder if he ever has called in on this frequency. It's quite possible that he is crystal control and doesn't have a crystal on this frequency. Well, it's kind of nice if he could call in there. He was a real active old-timer there with the gang at one time. So, have you had your squash seed yet? And I went out looking for some tonight. Mary wanted some for tomorrow, and I went to three stores before I could find any, and all I could find was three or four little pieces then, and cut Hubbard squash. And, they just don't have it up here, so it must be table talk there, whatever it is, that bought up all the squash in the Northeast. That's what's happened, I guess. And you said you had 4,000 tons there. I wondered what was going on. My God, I don't know what that was. Just came through the door, but scared me half to death. Who's that guy?
Yeah.
He's on, Jen.
He's on, all right.
Let's see if his mind's waiting.
I've been losing his wife for 15 years.
Oh, yeah, he's modulating a little. Yeah, same old tune, same old guy for the last 150 years.
Young people there.
They all got bald heads, huh? Well, good. Sam, on some other night, I would have no comment other than to say years ago, the old Farmer's Net original was on every night and every day. 365 days a year, so I can't see if anybody wants to call in this. I would just hope that this would never become anything except the old Farmer's Net as it used to be. Strictly what's the word I want to use? It won't come right at the moment. Not unsophisticated, but just a plain old-fashioned Gabfest type of network. And it would never become a traffic net as such. If somebody had a piece of traffic they want to send, that's one thing. And I'm sure it would be. It has been done in years gone by, but it never was meant to be a traffic net in the first place. So, some of these traffic nets bug me a little bit the wrong way. They have over the years. get off our frequency. We're running a net here. We don't want anybody in here but the members of the net and so forth. And as far as membership in the net is concerned, there never was any certificates. If you called in, you were just automatically a member, and that was it. As such. So, I would hope it would continue on that way, and that there would be enough fellows to get in here eventually so that the thing could continue right on 1840 or thereabouts. I don't think we're by on 1840 tonight. 7 days a week, if there's enough people in there. It doesn't have to be just on a Saturday night. I think the fact has been just a few of us there, and we've more or less had a common time for meeting to say hello. So that's my comments on that. And one other comment, W1LIY, who was on your last recording, is now W4CGJ, and I forget whereabouts in Florida, as all the rest of the boys are down there too. So I'm going to say so long for the time being, and go out here and walk around a bit. I've been here now sitting in a chair for quite a spell. I guess I'll get up and move around a little bit, maybe receiver on, and I'll call back in here a little later on perhaps. So Happy New Year to everybody on the frequency, and see that I make comments on everything. Tickets 2 below 0 here right now. So put on your nightcap there tonight, old boy, when you hit the sack. Who the heck do I turn it to? Well, I'll turn it to Milt. Milt, you turn it to, I used to turn it to Spike, and Spike was turning it to Walt. So you turn it to Walt, because Spike is signed out, Milt. W2BFA, Riverhead, Long Island, and the Farmers Met Happy New Year Party. This is W1AXL, Claremont, New Hampshire, off for a little bit.